Water from the nearby St. Lawrence River pours into an underground holding tank. It's used by residents of Ogdensburg, New York, a town of 13,000 on the Canadian border. Kit Smith opens a wooden hatch in the floor and reveals an underwater staircase. Just beyond the steps are the sand filters that clean the town's drinking water.
Visualize a sandy beach that is approximately...
It's approximately 100 feet long and 50 foot wide.
The raw water is actually forced down through the sand by the weight of the water, and that's where the filtration process takes place.
Smith is the director of the city's Department of Public Works, and he knows exactly how much water is used in Ogdensburg on any given day. He also knows a lot of it is wasted.
I don't think they understand the magnitude of the amount of gallonage that can be lost in a day. So if somebody's got a half-inch hose that is running in their driveway for watering lawns for an extended period of time, is a tremendous loss and a tremendous waste.
That's why the International Joint Commission is proposing that everyone in the Great Lakes region use a water meter. Meters measure the amount of water a household uses, and residents are charged accordingly. This wouldn't just affect small towns like Ogdensburg. The cities of Montreal and Chicago are unmetered as well. The commission has no regulatory power, but it advises the U.S. and Canada on issues involving the Great Lakes. Frank Quinn helped write the report. He's a water policy expert with Environment Canada, the Canadian version of the EPA. He says the use of water in Ogdensburg reflects an international phenomenon. The cheaper the water, the more people use. But Quinn says there are additional costs.
Using more water, you're using more energy. You need more infrastructure to treat that water, and you have more environmental problems. You raise the price on somebody, and immediately you get a reduction in use.
That's evident when you compare Ogdensburg to a town just down the road. Messina, New York, is about the same size and also draws its water from the St. Lawrence River. But Messina has water meters, so people pay according to what they use. And they use a lot less, almost 1 million gallons less than their neighbors in Ogdensburg. Kit Smith says there's a clear connection between water meters and conservation.
Meters are not there to penalize the taxpayer. I think meters are there to penalize the abusers, the people that don't fix their leaky faucets and leaky toilets. We go to a lot of trouble to make it pure, to filtrate it, to test it. And people need to appreciate what we have and the water that we provide.
The lack of meters also makes it tougher to find leaks. The American Water Works Association oversees water use, and they say one hole, an eighth of an inch in diameter, loses 4,000 gallons of water a day. Homeowners with meters would notice a huge jump in their price right away. But not everyone likes the idea of water meters. Chuck Kelly is the editor of the local newspaper, and he's led the fight against meters for the past 20 years. Every time the issue is raised, Kelly launches an editorial battle. 20 years ago, he helped kill a water metering plan intended to reduce water use. Instead, the city chose to spend millions of dollars to expand its water treatment plant.
I've been opposed to metering water for a long time because it's another way to hit the large family or the poor family, because they're obviously going to use more water than one or two people in the house. It's like one more tax on the poor people.
For now, the International Joint Commission's report is being considered by the leaders of the Great Lakes states and provinces. They're expected to announce their plan in June. And the big question is whether they'll agree on a water meter policy. They may just leave it in the hands of local governments. If that happens, Kit Smith says it's unlikely people in Ogdensburg would install meters. Without outside intervention, he believes they'll have no incentive to start conserving. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Ogdensburg, New York.